From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A judge in Cleveland has acquitted a police officer in the shooting deaths of two unarmed people following a high-speed chase 3 years ago. Michael Brillo had faced two counts of voluntary manslaughter that carried prison terms of up to 22 years. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says Brillo will continue to be on unpaid suspension until a review committee completes its investigation.
Upon completion of the Critical Incident Committee's review, their findings will be forwarded to my office, where I will review those findings and submit them to our case preparation officer to prepare administrative charges for violations observed by that committee.
The Justice Department says it will also review the Cleveland case. ML Schulze from member station WKSU reports.
The Justice Department says it will assess the testimony and evidence in the month-long trial that ended with the acquittal of police officer Michael Brillo on voluntary manslaughter charges. A Cuyahoga County judge ruled that prosecutors failed to prove that Brillo was unreasonable and that his shots were the ones that actually killed Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams at the end of a massive police chase in November 2012. The Justice Department says the new review is separate from a civil rights investigation released in December that found a pattern of excessive use of force, poor training, and other problems with Cleveland police. For NPR News, I'm ML Schulze in Cleveland.
On this Memorial Day weekend, President Obama used his weekly address to honor the military's men and women.
This weekend also reminds us that around the world, our men and women in uniform continue to serve and risk their lives. In Afghanistan, our troops now have a new mission, training and advising Afghan forces.
The president will visit Arlington Cemetery on Monday. He'll join veterans and their loved ones to remember those who have lost their lives in combat, including the more than 2,200 American soldiers who died in Afghanistan. This is the first Memorial Day since the war there ended. Ireland has become the first country in the world to adopt same-sex marriage by popular vote. 62% of the electorate backed a referendum yesterday. Officials say over 60% of eligible voters cast their ballot, the highest turnout at a referendum in Ireland in over two decades. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The earliest results showed a clear pattern. Even in rural conservative areas, Irish people voted solidly in favor of same-sex marriage. David Quinn, one of the main campaigners against the referendum, tweeted, "Congratulations to the Yes side. Well done." Tiernan Brady runs the Yes campaign.
Something wonderful and something utterly irreversible has happened here. Lesbian and gay people have been made visible in a way that could never have been conceived possible before this campaign.
Though same-sex marriage is legal in almost 20 countries, no other country has taken that step by a vote of the people. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. In western Mexico, authorities say more than 40 people are dead in what's described as a fierce gun battle between suspected drug traffickers and federal forces. A national security official says almost all of the dead are suspected criminals. However, one federal police officer died in the shootout. Peru has agreed to look into a controversial Chinese plan to build a railway across South America. It would connect Brazil's Atlantic coast with Peru's Pacific coast. The BBC's Michael Bristow reports there are concerns about the possible impact of the railway on protected areas of the Amazon rainforest and on indigenous tribes along the route.
If it goes ahead, the railway will stretch more than 5,000 kilometers from the Atlantic in Brazil to a Peruvian port on the Pacific. It would reduce the cost of shipping raw materials and farm products to China. That's why Beijing's so keen on this project. The railway could also spur economic development throughout the region. But campaigners worry it might destroy untouched parts of the Amazon rainforest, affecting hundreds of indigenous communities. And it could get pushed through without proper consideration because it's needed to stimulate the slowing economies of South America.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. In Saudi Arabia, the so-called Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the suicide bombing of a Shiite mosque. The Saudi press agency says the attack yesterday killed at least 21 people and wounded more than 80 others. The attack took place as worshippers commemorated the birth of a revered saint. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.